Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio. We'll be here live on the Gail Show. We'll be here from the Grand Hotel. We'll be here from 11:15 to 12:15. We just give God the glory and honor. We thank God for you out there. All your radio listeners have been listening to us, have been calling in and asking about the show. And we're here live. If you'd like to be guests, give us a call at 516-410-4875. And also, you can tune in and listen to us on yourself. And the phone number is 347-633-9094. That's 347-633-9094. And you can be in a quiet place when you're listening to the show. So you can call in tonight and yourself be hosting the show. Okay, on whatever you would like to call in. And the phone number is 347-633-9094. That's 347-633-9094. Get ready for a good show tonight. With the grace of God, sorry it's sick. We want to wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. That you drive safe and hug your family. And just enjoy the moment of being with your family for the grace of God. And please drive safe. No texting. Just drive safe that you get to your destiny safe and sound. Because God is good. We wish everybody a happy Memorial Day. And we thank God for my daughter, who's the producer of the Gail Show, Yara. She also will be hosting her show on Thursday night. And that's from 11 to 1 in the morning. We want everybody to tune in. Our show seems to have a positive message, people, for the younger generation, and as well as the older generation. God has no except the first. So we're on air live through the grace of God. Tune in to the Gail Show tonight. Phone number 346-9094. That's 347-633-9094. And as an adult, we'll be hosting the show tonight live. We're on air live. God bless you. And may heaven keep smiling upon you.
Hello?
Yeah, baby.
Oh.
You want me to hang up first?
You shouldn't really have to.
Huh?
You shouldn't have to. People be on 11:15.
It's 11:12 now.
Well, hang up. We'll dial back at 11:15.
Okay.
Hello?
Can you help?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Okay, so you're on here. God bless.
Okay.
All right.
I must tell Jesus all of my troubles. I cannot bear it alone in my distress. You kindly help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. I must tell Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
I
Lord.
Must tell Jesus.
Yes.
I don't need to tell nobody else. I need to tell Jesus.
Amen.
The songwriter, I can imagine when he was writing and penning this song together,
yes,
he must
yes.
have been going into a distressful situation, and he needed to speak to somebody. And he sat down and wrote, I must tell Jesus all about my troubles. Jesus is the only one he wanted to go to.
Yes.
We're thanking you this evening. Give an honor to God today because he's been so good to us, so kind and so merciful. I thank God for this very moment. This is your host, Evangelist Dolores Belk. We're happy to be back into your presence one more time. Thanking God for another chance and another day. I thank him that when I arose this morning, I had no doubt. I knew that this was the day that the Lord had made. And when I rose up, I thank him for letting me see this new day. I thank him this morning for his grace, hallelujah, and I thank him for his mercy. I thank him this morning that when I got up, I was able to move about, didn't need no assistance. I thank God because he's been so kind. And then I thank him for looking beyond my faults all week long, for forgiving me of my sins. I thank God today. I thank him for allowing us to get us a peace in his presence.
Amen.
So I ask right now, if there's anything that you need to put before the Lord, something that you need him to do, we ask you right now to make a request. And just Mary James of Jacksonville, North Carolina, comes in her own way to take us to the throne of grace. Sister James.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Thank God. And I want to sing this little song, and then I want to go to the worship and praise. Excuse me, because we're looking at this song. But it goes like this. You've been in the storm. It seems like forever. Unite our confusion. Have been so long. You have lost some got you been. But tonight is all. So ride out.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Down right now, Lord. Come
Jesus. Oh, in a mighty, mighty way. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we thank you for right now. Glory to you right now.
Hallelujah.
Right now, Father. Yes, to the user, Jesus.
From
the crown of heaven, touch your family, her husband, right now, Father.
Yes,
you know
Lord.
What we all do. Before
yes.
we even ask, Father, you said we
yes.
don't have to. All we got to do is praise you. All we got to do
yes,
is let them. All we got to do is lift you up, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Show up our blessings sometimes. Father, we thank you. We
thank
you, Jesus. We glorify you
Jesus.
Tonight, Father.
Yes, God.
Thank
yes,
God. One more time, Father. One more time.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. We
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord.
Father, asking you to fill us
yes,
where we
Lord.
Have grown.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord. Make us
thank
holy,
you, Father.
Holy. Let us go out and tell the people about you.
Yes,
oh,
Lord.
Yes, Lord. And we give you the honor.
Hallelujah.
Your name, Father. Father.
Yes,
because
Lord.
We all in the home, but we're going to hold on.
Hallelujah.
Hold on. Sometimes it looks.
Yes, yes, Lord.
But we're going to hold on to you because
yes,
you said you promised that you would never leave us, Lord. And we want to thank you for that.
Hallelujah.
We
thank you, Jesus.
For that. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I just wanted to say before. Before we go any further, if you're on the line, put your phone on mute, please, or be in a quiet place so that our program will be able to go through and you'll be able to hear it.
Amen.
We want to thank Sister Jane tonight for that prayer. And in order that you can hear what the woman of God has to say, you have to put your phone down and you can. We're getting double signals here tonight. And we're just asking if you would please, if you want to hear the program, just mute your phone tonight because there is a word for you.
Amen.
We're coming tonight and we're thankful that we're able to come tonight again. It's a blessing to us to be able to come through the airway to you tonight.
Yes,
and
yes, Lord.
To be speaking, our topic tonight is where is your faith?
Yes.
We're coming from the scripture of Luke 8:22-25. We will have other speakers, and they will be coming from wherever the Lord allows them to come from or tells them to come from. Tonight, I will be starting out, and I'm going to be reading to you from Luke, the 8th chapter, the 22nd to the 25th verse. Now, it happened on a certain day that he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out. But as they sailed, he fell asleep, talking about Jesus. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. They were afraid. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, still talking about Jesus, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Then Jesus arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters. And the word said, then they ceased, and there was a calm. But he said to them, talking still about Jesus, "Where is your faith?" He was asking Christ. And marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the wind and the water," and they obeyed him.
Amen.
Where is your faith? We see tonight that these disciples, they had been with Jesus for a while now, and I feel that they should have known something about the things that he has done. They know how he opened up the blind eyes, how he made the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. But yet,
yes,
and still they were wavering in their faith. They were questioning Jesus. In other words, they didn't have complete faith. They should have realized and understood that even though this wind was raging, now these were fishermen, and they had been out on the waters before, but I'm quite sure it wasn't like as strong a wind like it was now, because they were worried. They thought that they were about to die. And they just couldn't understand the reason why Jesus was down in the lower part of the boat, still sleeping. Now, I'm quite sure Jesus felt the waving of the sea. He knew all about what was going on. But the disciples were still afraid. They just like us today. We become feverish in faith. We say we believe something, but yet and still we don't believe. So they continued on. They cried out to Jesus, and they said, Master, we are perishing. In other words, Lord, wake up, we're drowning. And they wanted him to save them. And after Jesus went and did whatever he had to do, it was just a word from Jesus was all it took to calm the sea. And it's just like in your life today, no matter what the situation is, the storm could be raging up and whatnot in your life, and you don't know which way to go. I found out not the world, but the believers of Christ. You know, I found that God's believers, we become in our faith. We say we love the Lord. We say we believe that he'll do this for us. But yet, when the time comes, hallelujah, we turn around and we be wavering in our faith. We ask the Lord to do for us, but yet and still we try to handle it ourselves.
Come on.
We become just like, we have a doubting faith. And see, the disciples weren't completely faithful because they didn't completely believe. If they did, they wouldn't have worried about that sea because the calmer of the sea was right there in that boat. So they would have understood that this man, Jesus, he was a healer. He was a deliverer. He opened up the blind eyes. He made the deaf to hear and the lame to walk. They've been with him so long, they should have knew that he was the calmer of the sea, that their life was not in jeopardy.
Come on.
And we have to realize and understand tonight, saints, we can't become so wavering in our faith. We can't sit back and claim that we love the Lord, that he's done so much for us. But then when something come upon us, when a problem hits us, then we become wavering. We don't know what to do. We don't turn it over to him. We try to find another situation or another solution. We turn it over. We ask somebody else. We'll even go to a friend and ask, well, what should I do? But what we need to do is have a little talk with Jesus, and he will make everything all right. He is the one that can do all things. He said in his word that he would never leave us nor forsake us. He said whatever we need, all we have to do, hallelujah, is to come to him. And he will hear and answer our prayers. Where is your faith? Are you wavering tonight? A situation comes upon you. You feel like within yourself, well, maybe I shouldn't go this way, or maybe I shouldn't do this thing that God has called me to do because something else is happening in my life. Well, maybe this is not what I'm supposed to do. No, the devil is a liar. Your faith is wavering here. You're not supposed to sit back and worry about what it looks like. You're supposed to go to the one who knows all about it and who can handle this situation. Where is your faith? We as Christians have to become more faithful. We have to become more believers. We can't turn around and let the world tell the world how much the Lord did this and the Lord did that. Well, we don't even believe in some of us ourselves. We turn around and we let our mind, plays a trick on us. We turn around and we be used by things of the world because we yet still are wavering. But
yes.
See, when you have come out from underneath the world, when you truly know within yourself that the God I live and for God I die, that the God I serve can do anything but fail, then you
Amen.
Have made up in your mind that no matter how bad the situation may look, no matter how hard it may seem, I know
yes.
a man that can handle anything. And
Amen.
He made us. He gave us his only begotten son. He gave us another chance that we can have another right to the tree of life.
Yes.
So I speak to you right now. Don't sit back and have a pity party among yourselves. Don't
yes.
sit back and wonder, why is this happening to me? But God, I serve God. I go to church every Sunday. I sing in the choir. I stand up on the pulpit. But yet and still, God is letting this happen to me. Where is
yes.
your faith? Where is your faith?
Come on,
who
come on.
Who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? Who do you stand for? Who do you think woke you up this morning? Do you
think
with it?
It is your faith. And
yeah.
then when I think about sometimes things don't seem right, the doctor will give you a list and tell you, thus and so, this is not going to be the way, and there's nothing else I can do for you. I don't know what I'm going to do. Then we come home and we cry, we give up, we don't know what to do now. Then we turn around, we don't know, the bill man comes to our door, we don't know where we going to pay that bill, how we going to make it. All of these things belong to Jesus. Everything
yes.
belongs to him. He holds yes. to every situation there is. There is nothing too hard for God. All we have
nothing.
To do, come boldly to the throne of grace. All we have to do is open up and say, Lord, here I am. I need your help. I need you. All we got
yes.
to do is bring it to him.
Yes.
And he will hear and answer our prayers. Proverbs 3:4-5 says, trust in the Lord with all thy might, and lean not to thy own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. It says, trust. In order to trust somebody means that you got all kind of belief in, and that you know they're going to work the situation out for you, because I trust them. I
yes.
trust them. I give my all to them.
Yes.
So we already, it already is telling us in his word, the Lord let us know. He said, there's no weapons formed against you shall prosper.
Amen.
He said, all you have to do is come to me boldly. He said, come to me. You don't have to tell your neighbor. Your neighbor can't help you. Your neighbor
no.
can only listen to you and turn around and say, well, you know, it's going to get better. But you know, all when we take it to the Lord in prayer,
yes,
when we call on the name of Jesus,
yes,
yes.
Amen.
Okay, a word from Jesus is all it takes to calm the sea in our life.
Yes,
and we have raging seas in our life.
Yes,
we don't know, some of us, from one day to the next, how we're going to make it.
Uh-huh.
And if you don't have a problem, then there's something wrong with you. Because everybody has something going on in their life. God didn't
yes,
promise
yes.
you a bed of roses. But
yes.
he said, even though, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. He said that he would be with you. He said that
yes,
he
yes.
would keep you. He would watch over you. He said that whatever
yes.
you need, all you got to do, hallelujah, is bring it to him.
Amen.
Where is your faith? I say to you tonight, I say tonight to you, whatever your problem is, whatever you're going through, I don't know who across this airway or hearing this or has a problem, but whatever it is, give it to Jesus.
Yes.
Lead not to thy own understanding.
Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Where is your faith? He will handle it, It may not be when you want it, but it will be right on time.
Yes.
He's a God
that
never fails. He can never fail. He has promised us, and he will be there for us no matter what. So I'm saying tonight, no matter what your situation is, it may be like the stormy sea. It may be raging in your life. Give it, just turn it over to him. He will hear and answer. He's the calmer of the sea. Where is your faith tonight, Satan?
Yeah.
Where is your faith? We're going to ask Satan to come before us.
My God, why you have me come behind that? Lord have mercy.
Yes. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to everybody tonight. God bless everyone under the sound of my voice tonight.
Yes.
Evangelist?
Yes, sir.
You brought this to us tonight.
Yes.
Where is your faith? That was like we were in that boat. They were safe and sound, like Jesus holds us in his hands at all times. We are safe and sound.
Yeah.
But when trouble, as you say, when the sea gets the rage, the trouble's coming all around us, we forget who hands we are in. We are in Jesus' hands.
Amen.
In the beginning and the end. Now, faith, the beginning part of faith is believing in God's character.
Amen.
He is who he said he is.
Yes.
And the point is believing in God's promise. He promised that he would never leave us or forsake us. I stand on his word for that. Because he said that he's a God that cannot lie. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the sea, he's still the same God. He's the God that was then, God that is now.
Yes.
But when you get out of that spot where everything about you is falling down, where your family all around you is messing with you, where the people on your job is messing with you, where troubles in your body is coming all upon you, your finances are in the toilet. You start to wonder, God, have you left me now? Lord God, why me? My father has thought, I got you right now. It's in my time, so I may get the glory. Because when we try to do things on our own, we fall out of God's grace because we put it all in our own hands.
Let
lean not on your own understanding, but on his. Where is our faith in Jesus Christ? We are so quick to fall down on our knees and ask God to help us when he already done everything he had to do for us.
Amen.
When he said it was finished, our finances was taken care of, the sickness in our body was taken care of, we had a roof over our head, all the trouble around us. Over, all we had to do have our faith in him. We had to believe what he said he would do, that he is the beginning and the end and all in between. We're looking forward toward the Father. We're looking to get our prize, which is meeting Jesus face to face. That's what this is all about. Where is your faith tonight? I know things get hard. Life is hard upon ourselves, but he never said it would be easy. He said he would never leave us or forsake us, because we're going to look to the hills. But we come at our help, and it's from Jesus Christ Almighty. And that scripture, Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ. So why is our faith weak in these times where this world is? The devil is doing what he is supposed to do. The people of God and the believers of God are supposed to rise up and be the people that he said we are supposed to be.
Hallelujah.
We say we
Jesus.
Are Christians. That means we are Christ-like. And if we are Christ-like, we walk by faith.
Yes, hallelujah.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
I know we have a weak moment, but then we step back and say, my Father is Jesus. That's my big brother. And God ordained him. We forget we Christ first place and let us go down and make man in our image. And we're the image of God, but have faith in all things that were going on around us. There's nothing but to deter our faith. Because we are made in the image of God.
Yes.
Amen.
We are the powerful thing on earth. Man and his faith and belief in the Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let nothing deter your faith. Let nothing come between you and God.
Yes.
This is about him and his kingdom. It's not about
yes.
us.
Amen.
It's not about one person. It takes all of us to make this one body. I need you, and you need me.
Yes, yes.
But we put faith as one and walk arm in arm, hand in hand, breath to breath. Nothing in this world can deter us from what we have to do for the kingdom.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
But we must have that faith in him. Don't let life destroy our trust in God. Don't let the little things in life take us down. Don't let the little things in life make us forget who our Father is. Don't
yes.
let the little things in life make us forget who we are.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
We are the children of the Almost, of the Most High. He sits high and he looks low. He's
yes.
worth caring about his children. He'll let you care about your children. He just cares even more. He got us in the palm of his hand, shaping and molding us the way he wants us to be, while the Holy Spirit is breathing on us and keeping us safe and sound as long as we follow his ways. So our
Amen.
Faith must be in God for us to survive in these last and these days.
Yes.
God, I'm going to sit down and let someone else go tonight.
Thank you, Elder James. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, ma'am.
Evangelist Natasha Davis.
Yes. Oh, yes. Where is your faith?
Jesus.
The Word of God says that faith is hard to please God, so we have to have faith in God to know
yes.
that he's going to work out every situation in our life.
Mm-hmm.
And as Elder James was saying, that we can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengthen us. That means that not one thing, but all things that we could do through Christ Jesus, because he gives us the strength to do it. And that we
yes.
have to believe, we have to depend on God. Because he said, don't put your trust in man or woman, but put your trust in him and look to God. And he'll fix the situation for us. And he will turn it around. He will work out the situation. He will heal our body. And he will save our children. And he will save us. And he will open up doors that no man can close. God know all about us, but he wants to come to him in prayer and seek his face and cry out to him. He wants to lift him up and rejoice and tell people of the goodness of God, of what God has done for us, but through faith. It's a faith walk.
Yes.
You can't see it, but you walk in by faith, you know God is going to do it for you. You know God is going to turn the situation around. You know God is going to answer that prayer. And by a faith walk, by just living our life each and every day, not worrying about the situation, but letting people see through our life, letting our light shine, letting them know that we live for God and that we stand for God. And no matter what we're going through, no matter what the devil try to throw at us, but we still live for God and we still show the love and the kindness. How Jesus came down and showed it and taught us how that we could do it, because he came down to show us what to do and what not to do, and how to treat one another and how to live this life and how to just wait on God and be of good courage. And he'll strengthen our heart, but we have to wait on God. We can't be in a hurry, because once we get in a hurry, we mess up the situation. Like you said, Avengers, but we'll mess it up. But then we have to do the test all over again. And once we pass that test, then God, we go up higher and higher in God again. But every time we go up higher in the Lord, we go stronger in the Lord, and we'll be able to tell the next person, you know, I've been through what you've been through. But by faith and by believing in God and by just waiting on the Lord and by just holding on to God's unchangeable hand and by reading his word and by praying and seeking his face and fasting and asking God, Lord, what must I do? Lord, which way must I go? God, is this your will for my life? And he'll send a word to you. He'll send somebody to tell you, or he'll send a sign that lets you know that this is what you should do. But we have to, by faith, believe that God will do it. And not, you know, get in a hurry and mess up the situation. But just wait on him and know that he'll never leave us and he'll never forsake us, and that he'll stick closer than any sister, brother ever would, and that he's going to turn the situation around, and that he is a healer. He's a rewarder for them that diligently seek him, that diligently call on his name. Then we got to know whatever we ask God for and pray, and whatever we're seeking, that God will do it for us.
Amen.
And he'll do it for us, and he'll do it over and over again. And that's when your faith starts growing strong. When you go and you wait on God and he answers that prayer, your faith grows even stronger. He said, if you have faith as little as a mustard seed, to wherever you ask, you know, you can move a mountain, and it'll move because of your faith and knowing that God will do it, knowing that he will work out the situation, knowing that everything will be worked out, because in the end, God has all control of everything.
Yes.
He has everything in his hand. No matter what it looks like, God has our back. No matter what the devil try to throw at us, God has the last say-so in our lives. And that's where we have to stand on God's word and know that he's going to work it out.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Evangelist Davis. Thank you so much for that. We're going to ask right now. We're going to move right along. And we're going to ask Brother Larry Hite if he would come in his own way.
Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
To everybody that's on tonight, praise them. Yeah, we're talking about faith, you know. Where's your faith? But before I even get into all that, I'm going to read something that I always read every day, and that's my daily confession of faith. All right. In Christ, I am anointed and a powerful person of God. I am a joint heir with Jesus, and more than a conqueror, I am a doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for me, who can be against me? I am blessed coming in, and I am blessed going out.
Mm-hmm.
My enemies are fleeing before me. God has commanded his blessings on my storehouses. He has opened his good treasures, and I shall lend and not borrow.
Yes.
I am the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
He has given me power to make wealth. I dwell in the secret place. I have his protection and provision. God is my refuge, my fortress.
Yes.
I am not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall me, and no plague shall come near.
Mm-hmm.
Near my dwelling. God has given his angels charge over me, and they are bearing me up in their hands, unless I dash my foot against a stone.
Yes.
As declared in Psalms 91.
Uh-huh.
In 1 Peter 2 and 9 establishes, I am a chosen generation.
Jesus.
A royal priesthood,
mm-hmm.
a holy nation. I am a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh.
I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, sugar, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, infections, or any other disease cannot enter my body.
Come on.
I am without spot or blemish.
Jesus.
An intercessor, the righteousness of God, saved and washed in the blood of Jesus. No weapons formed against me shall prosper.
Mm-hmm.
And every tongue which rises against me in judgment, you shall condemn.
Hallelujah.
This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And their righteousness is from me, says the Lord. I am saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Lord, I pray that those may prosper that love Jerusalem, and that peace will be with them, within them, and prosperity in their houses.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. And we're talking about where's your faith. Well, I'm going to sing two verses of this song, first of all.
Amen.
And then I'm gonna go into what I'm gonna talk about in faith.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I come this far by faith.
Come on with it, my brother.
Leaning on the Lord.
Yes.
Trusting in His holy word.
Uh huh.
He never failed me yet. Can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
Yes.
I come this far by faith.
Yes, yes.
Leaning on the Lord, trusting in His holy word. He never failed me yet. Oh, can't turn around. We come this far by faith.
Thank you.
Now, the topic is, where's your faith? Well, today I can truly say that my faith is in God.
Hallelujah.
I have faith in God, in God's word, and my faith is in God, that He's watching me rest at night, protecting and keeping me safe and out of harm's way.
Mm-hmm.
That He's waking me up in the morning to see another day.
Yes.
With a roof over my head, clothes on my back, shoes on my feet, and food on my table. He will keep me healthy and mentally and physically and spiritually.
Thank you.
My brother, my brother.
I have faith that He will forgive me for all my sins.
Yes, yes.
I have faith that He will plant His word in me.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have faith that He will lead and guide me into truth, and that He will answer my prayers.
Amen. Yes.
I have faith in Him that He will bless me and that He will heal me if I am sick.
Mm-hmm.
I have faith in God that He will give me knowledge, wisdom, and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
that He will touch me with the Holy Spirit. I have faith in God that He can and will deliver me from any and everything.
Jesus.
Go ahead, my bro.
The reason I have faith that God will do all these things is because it's in His word.
Yes.
And I am a testimony of faith in God's word.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Now, I'm going to give you my testimony about me, about where's my faith at.
Mm-hmm.
Not long ago, I was in a situation where I started to lose my faith a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I live in New York, and I have Section 8. And I decided I wanted to move out of New York, because I was told I can take my Section 8 out of New York, and my lease and my apartment was about to expire. So I decided to go to Jacksonville, North Carolina. So I did. I was down there looking for a place. I found one, but it needed to be fixed up a little bit. It needed a little work. The person who I saw about the place, we made an agreement that it would be fixed by a certain time so that he could fill out the papers and Section 8 could come and inspect before my time for my voucher runs out.
Mm-hmm.
I continued to call to see what was going on and how much longer it is going to take.
Uh-huh.
And my answer was always the same. I will be finished the date we agreed on.
Uh-huh.
Well, time was going by, and it was getting close to the date we agreed on. But now I'm not getting any answers. The person is no longer answering their phone and no longer answering my text. And now my Section 8 voucher is about to expire, which means I'm going to lose my Section 8 for good.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm getting nervous. Now I'm getting nervous. At the last minute, the person calls me and tells me that they are not going to make the deadline. Mind you, I've been praying and keeping my faith all this time, right up to my voucher expired in no apartment. And now I had to come back to New York. I lost it. I was angry and upset and blaming everybody and everything. I have started having less faith, and I did not believe at all that I could get another chance. So I had to reevaluate myself.
Go ahead, my brother.
Why, when things was going good, my faith was good. But why, when things started going wrong, my faith changed.
Jesus, hallelujah.
My faith was less, and I did not believe at all that it would get better. So I started to pray, and I asked God to help me in my situation and strengthen my faith and my belief, and he did.
Thank you, Jesus.
I prayed. And I worship. I pray and I worship.
Jesus.
I pray and I worship.
Hallelujah.
I pray and I worship.
Yes, Lord.
People and my Christian brothers and sisters was telling me to put in for an extension on my voucher. So I did. Now Section 8 was taking me through some more changes. They took a long time to give me an answer. So I continued to pray and have faith and believe that things will turn around and get better and that they would give me the extension so I can go back to North Carolina and get me a place. But when they finally got back to me, they told me I was denied. This time, I didn't get angry and upset. I just prayed, and I continue to have faith and believe that God is going to turn it around. So I went back down to Section 8 because I was not going to lose without a fight. I put in some more papers for another voucher to go back to North Carolina. And then I wrote the mayor of New York, and I explained my situation and that I need his help. And then I prayed some more, kept my faith, and believed in my faith in God that he will turn this situation around for me. Still, and guess what happened? He did.
Hallelujah.
They are giving me a new Section 8 voucher. To go back to North Carolina and find me another apartment, thank God. So when you say, where is your faith? I say, my faith is in God.
Yes, sir.
God don't lie, and his word is good.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen, yes, amen, my brother.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
Yes, yes.
But I said all of this to say, you know, you have to have faith, you know. I kind of lost it for a minute, but you have to have faith because, you know, nothing, all of this belongs to him, you know. And God doesn't do anything because you say you want it to be done at this time. You know, God does things in his own time.
Yes.
You know, and but you got to have faith, you know, and not only faith. You know, you can have faith, but you have to believe in the faith that you have.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Because if you only have faith and you don't believe, then it's just a word. It's just you're saying a word and it has no meaning. You know, it's just there. You know, but when you have faith and you believe in the faith that you have,
yeah,
that these things is going to take place,
yeah,
and that God is going to do this for you,
yeah,
and he's going to turn things around, and he's going to move some things out the way,
yeah,
and he's going to replace some things,
yeah,
you know, then it'll work for you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
Then it'll work for you, you know, because God, he can do all things, you know. In the beginning of Genesis, you know, he created the heavens and the earth,
mm-hmm,
the sun, moon, and the stars. You know, he's the maker. He's the owner. He's the cream of this planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the father of civilization, and he's the God,
yes,
of the universe.
Yes, yes, yes.
So the universe,
yes,
is everything. You know, nothing goes unnoticed without God knowing about it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
You know, God knows everything. You know, we might think sometimes that, you know, we pray or we do something, we ask God for certain things and we talk to God, and we might think that God don't hear us. But God, before we even say the things that we need to say, God already know what we're going to say.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, and he does listen. You know, he might not answer us right away,
yeah,
but there's an answer coming.
Oh, yes.
You know, there's an answer coming. And we,
yes,
got to look for the signs. We got to look for the signs,
yes,
you know. We got to look for the signs that God sends us.
Yes.
Yes.
You know. In this world here today, we definitely need to have a lot of faith because in this world today, you know, there's so much stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and all of this is written. All of this stuff that's going on now is written already. You know, if you read your Bible, you know, you will see these things. You will,
yes,
see these things, and you will know and understand, you know, that what's taking place right now. You know, this world is about to come to an end, and God's coming back. Jesus is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we want to be ready. You know, we want to strengthen our faith, and we want to be ready when Jesus comes back, because he's coming back for us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he already died on the cross for us. So,
yes, Lord,
we already have a seat in heaven. You know, it's already done. All we have to do is follow God's plan for us.
Mm-hmm.
Have faith in him and follow his plan for us.
Yes,
you know,
yes,
because
he's
going to lead and guide us. He says,
yes,
it,
Lord,
in his word. He's going to lead and guide us into truth. You know, and the truth will set you free, and I want to be free.
Yes,
I want to be free.
Yes, sir.
You know, so that's why I continue to serve God and continue to strengthen my faith, you know, in him, you know. And when I go through situations and changes now, I don't get bent all out of shape no more, you know. I give it to God, you know. I give it to God because I know he's going to take care of it, you know what I'm saying? And if he's going to take care of it, by the way, I know it's still going to be taken care of, you know.
Amen, amen.
So I'm going to step down now and let somebody else talk.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Brother Larry. And I know you have a faith walk. I thank you for that. We're going to keep on moving. This train is not going to stop.
Amen.
We're going to keep right on moving. And we're going to ask Sister James to come to us in her own way.
Amen.
Amen.
We're talking about faith. Where is your faith? And you know, if we don't have faith, it's hard to, you know, please God. We have to have faith. And with everything that God did in some of the New Testament, when he spread the water so that people could go through, you know, you have to have faith in order to do these things. And like Brother Larry said, sometimes your faith gets weak. But then that's when you got to start back praising God, thanking God for what he already did and everything, and then your faith build back up. But like I tell everybody, I'm glad that I have a praying husband, because sometimes I had to just grab over to his little coat, you know, because sometimes my faith do get weak. But I don't care. When my faith get weak, before that afternoon, whatever I, you know, went to God for, God did it for me. Then sometimes I sit down and think, I said, well, look at the birds flying and stuff. You know, I said, God have got a place for them. And I said, if we have faith, that God said, a grain of a mustard seed, we could tell this mountain to move. And when I was growing up, I thought it was a real mountain, you know, like a mountain you climb up. But older I got, I realized that it was the problems and stuff that we be going through, you know. And I said, And he said, if you have faith as a little mustard seed, we can do anything. So, and I said, well, we keep working and praising God and asking God to continue building our faith.
Yes.
We can really do, because that little mustard seed got bigger. So that means that we could stand up against anything, because we know that God got our back.
And
we have to have faith day and time with everything that's going on. I was telling Elder James today, I said, Lord, I said, God, I went into the grocery store, I said, everything is so high. But I said, I'm not going to worry about it, because I know God is going to take care of us. So we got to have faith like that. We have to know that he is going to do it for us. I don't care how far we go down, we got to have faith that God is going to bring us out of all this situation. Like Ellie J told me, just stand still and let God work it out for you. And every time he tells me that, honey, before it's all over with, God be done and worked it out. He said, didn't I tell you to just stand still and let God take care of it for you? And I said, yeah, and with all the sickness that I have been through, you know, never on my deathbed and stuff, And all I could do was just lay in the bed and just pray and pray and pray. And then after everything is over with, Elder Jay would say, well, the doctors had gave you up, didn't they? But I said, look at my little faith. I said, that's why I pray all the time, because when you get down on your bed and you can't pray, I said, Lord, I'd be going to put my little prayers up in the storehouse. So I said, that's what keep bringing me out, because my prayers that I've already stored up.
And I said, then the little faith, you know, that, because when you get, like, down on your sick bed, sometimes you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like doing nothing. But I said, I have to hold on to, you know, God's faith, because he said he would never leave me or forsake me. So
yes.
I have to stand on his word. And when we going through stuff, we just stand on God's word. Believe that he's going to bring us out. That song that I was singing, you know, we've been in the storm, seemed like forever, but we have to stand on God's word because he's not going to leave us. He went through this. He went through more than what we're going through.
Yes.
And he still didn't, you know, he could have came down anytime he wanted to. It wasn't no nails and stuff holding him up there. It was the love that he had for us. And if we started living right, it wouldn't be nothing that God wouldn't do for us.
Come on, come on.
That's why I said, Lord, I'm trying to get into that place. I was telling the people, some people I was telling, you got to store up stuff. Like, and my sister thought I was talking about, like, food and stuff. I said, no, we have to store up the love for people, the ones that mistreated us, the ones that did us wrong, the ones that have talked about us. I said, we have to love them. I said, in order to see God, we have to love, because that's what he was all about. And I said, everything else will fall right in place for us. But we got to have that faith. We have to know that God can do it for us. And I was telling her, I said, that's one thing. I do not have to pray and ask God to give me more love for people. I said, because I love everybody. And I told her, I said, when I tell you I love you, I mean I love you. I said, because my love is precious, son. I can't be given away like that. So, you know, I just love everybody. And look like the more that I'm getting into God's word, the more I'm studying God's word, look back, my faith is getting stronger. Once you get into his word and see what he did for the people back in those days, I said, oh, my God, you know, I can say, well, Lord, if you did that for them, I know you can do it for me if I have faith and believe in you and trust you and know that you're going to do it for me. I don't even have to worry about it no more. But I'm just telling anybody that's listening, just start praying. Reading your word, take time out. If it ain't but a half an hour, take time out with Jesus. Get to know this man's voice, so when you hear it, you know it won't be you talking to yourself or the devil. You have to know his voice. Then you have to be obedient, you know, to do what he tells you to do. Like in the morning time, me, Ellie J, like, we get up and we ask God, what would you have us to do today? What would you have us to do? What would you want me to say? You know, how would you want me to say it? Because sometimes you just can't go to people and just learn. You know, it's a way that you're supposed to go to people, but you have to believe and know that God have your back. We have to have that faith in order to make it this day in time, because like I was telling Elder Jane, the devil have, you know, I said, the devil cannot mess with two people. I said, that's the dead and the ones that's mine is gone. I said, because he already have their mind, and you know he can't mess with the dead. I said, so you know he's out here messing with us. But we have to have that faith and hold on to Jesus and change in hand and know that God is going to work it out. But we go through situation, me, Elder James, and that's why I say, Lord, I thank God for my husband. I thank God that my husband prays. He lays out before God, you know, to keep us up. Because I said, sometimes my arms feel like falling down. I said, but he's like my backbone. He keeps my arms up, so whatever comes through, I'm able to go through it. Because I think it was I think it was Moses, when they was holding his arms up, and every time his arms would fall, they would lose the war. You know, when they was out there fighting and stuff, they would lose it. The time they would pop his hands back up, and it was so that the men was helping him to keep his hands up. And that's how they won that war, you know. And I said, oh, God. I said, I know Ella James got my arm hanging up because some like Brother Larry said, your faith gets weak, very weak. But then when I be going through stuff, I said, I know it's nothing but the devil. I know it's the devil trying to mess with me. And the first thing I said, I got a blessing coming from somewhere.
Yes.
So I'm going to have to pass it. I'm going to have to go through this and believe that God is going to bring me out. So I'm going to let somebody else say something.
Thank you, Sister James. You know, we all have been through, I think, like Brother Larry said, of giving up a little bit.
Yes.
Sometimes it says, even if somebody's listening tonight, I want them to know, like, in times of disappointment, heartache, sickness, and it's discomfort in your life, or the storms of life are raging. It's just like with the disciples in the boat.
Yeah.
And it's raging all around us. And sometimes we wonder why that God is letting this happen to us, or why he isn't doing something about it. And we have to realize that he is the calmer of the sea.
Yes.
And he gets angry and sometimes cries out. And we holler out to him, Lord, why is this happening to me? Or why don't you care? And then he just says back and whispers in our ear, where is your faith?
Yes.
Haven't you seen the things that I have already done for you?
Yes.
And I'm still doing. And we tend to just want to take things in our own hands to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
But I thank God because he's one who has looked beyond all of our faults.
Yes, Lord.
He says that if we are in a situation that we need a miracle, then we must realize that God is the only one that can perform that miracle.
Yes.
And in him performing a miracle, we need to go to him in prayer, as you said, and cast all of our cares on him.
Yes.
And trusting that he will handle it. We must not be laboring, but we must still trust him. And I believe that if we as the people of God would reunite together. It's so much going on now that sometimes you just want to give up. But it's so much going on. But if God's people would unite together in prayer, if we would get together, Lord have mercy. This world is like dry bones and whatnot, and there's no movement here. Because the people of God are not praying like they should pray. We are not connecting to one another like we should. And if we don't connect to one another, if we would turn our plate down, if we would unite in prayer, these dry bones will get some life in them, and they will become alive, and we will be able to do something with this nation. This nation is not lost. God, all we got to do is cry out. He knows what's going on. It's in his word, but yet and still he wants us to cry out to him.
Yes.
He's the only one can heal us. He's a healer of everything.
Yeah.
And I just thank him because he has shown me that no matter what happens in my life, no matter how hard it may seem, no matter what it may look like, he's yet there taking care of it for me. And it may take a while. I have sometimes said within myself, well, Lord, how long? When are you going to do this? But he has his own time. But see, I'm not supposed to question him. We don't question God. He has his own time. His time is not our time.
Come on,
we want to rush it, and we want to do it for him.
I believe within myself, and Elder James, I could be wrong, and this is just me thinking. I believe sometimes God sits back and just looks at us. And says, now, when are they gonna let me do what I'm supposed to do?
Come on.
I can stop all of this if I really want to. I'm going to see how far they going to go. And I believe he just sits back, and I believe he told his son, don't say no more. Don't, you done prayed for these people. You done let them see the miracles. You have done so much. You continue to pray for them. You continue to bless them. You have given them abundance of things that they didn't even have before, but yet and still they don't believe. So we just going to sit back and just see how long it's going to take them to come to me. And I believe that he does this. And I thank him because he makes me realize and understand that I can't do nothing without him. Every time I try to do it, I always mess it up.
My Lord.
So I can't do anything but give it over to him.
Yes.
And I got that faith walk. I didn't have it all the time. I don't want nobody to think I always had this faith walk because I didn't have it. I didn't have it all the time. I'm not so self-righteous. I don't fall at times. I get up again. And I may fall again, and I get up again, and I ask the Lord to forgive me.
Yes.
And I said, Lord, where I'm weak, you make me strong.
Yes.
Where I'm wavering, God, hold me upright. Stand me up that I don't waver no more.
Yes.
Where I have seemed to have doubt, don't keep doubt in my heart. Let me know.
Oh, Lord God.
Give me wisdom and understanding that I can, and let me be able to hear your voice. Let me know that you're talking to me. And in order for me to hear him talk to me, I have to be quiet. I have to be in a quiet place. I have to be still and listen. And when the storms of life rage in my life, when the sea gets rocky, when I don't know which way to go, I can take it to the Lord in prayer. That's where my faith lies. Stands on. That's where I stand in my faith, because I believe he will hear, and he'll answer my prayer.
Yes.
Somebody
Amen.
Else will say something.
Amen. Amen.
Elder James.
Oh yes, ma'am. I'll wait. I'm enjoying what you're saying, my brother. Evangelist Bell.
Yes.
If you look at Matthew. But let me read this scripture, Matthew 11 and 28 and through 30. It says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light.
Yes.
We, as Christians, as we say, me included, I'm like a family member. I haven't been saved all my life. I ain't going to tell no such lie as that. I get weak just like everybody else do. But we, as Christian people, when we turn ourselves over to God, by him saving us, we were obligated to him. But when we gave our life completely, body, mind, and soul to him, he is obligated to us.
Yes.
God said he'll never leave us or forsake us.
Amen.
We are the children of the Most High God.
Yes.
You try to give your children the very best. But as Benjamin Bell says, when your children is out there acting up and doing things their way, you stand back and see how far they're going to go before they realize they got to come back to you.
Yeah.
And like you said, that's what God is doing right now for all these so-called Christians. We get the degrees, We get these titles.
Yes, Lord.
We think we are somebody special. We know
yes.
how to do it all with Jesus.
Yes.
We want to get so deep in God's word that we know God better than himself.
Amen.
Amen.
God said, my thoughts are high above your thoughts, and my ways are not like your ways.
Hallelujah.
So be on the same level as God. My faith has got to be in him. So when I
yes.
gave my faith to him, he said he would take care of me. All I have to do is walk in his will. So
mm-hmm.
anything that's going on with my life, he's going to take care of it. That's his job. In his sickness, he'll heal me. That's his job.
Mm-hmm.
And if I have needs that I need, he'll take care of it because that's his job.
Mm-hmm.
That roof of my head, he keeps it there. The food on our table, he keeps it there. The clothes on our backs, he keeps it there. He
yes.
keeps peace in our home if we'll let him
yes.
do it.
Yes.
He'll keep joy in our heart if we let him do it.
Yes.
He gives us a peace of mind if we let him do it. So all my faith is in Jesus. Anybody under the sound of my voice out there, radio land tonight, I want to let you know one thing. Come to Jesus. Trust in him. Believe that he will do it for you. It's not that he is not capable. He is able. And he is willing. The problem is, do we believe that he will do it for us?
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you believe in your heart that God would do what he said he would do for you?
Thank you, Jesus.
Only way that he won't, you're not one of his children. And we are all his children. We all have sinned and fall short of his glory.
Yes.
Both his children. And I believe my father will give me whatever I ask for.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
It's not my want, but he'll give me everything that I need.
Yes.
Because what we be asking for, we don't need them.
That's right.
And if he give it to us, can we handle it when he give it to us? That's the father I be talking about. So I'm scared to ask for a lot of stuff. Can I deal with it when he give it to me? I believe he supply everything that I need for every situation, every circumstance that I may go through in life. So I'm asking with the faith in your heart about Jesus tonight, that he is the author and the finisher of everything that goes on in life, every situation,
yes,
every circumstance. I don't care what trouble going on with your spouses. I don't care what trouble going on with your children. I don't care what kind of finance problem you may have right now or what's going on your job. Believe in the Father and trust in him to deliver you from whatever situation that you may be in as of tonight. And I'm going to say that.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Elder James. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Anyone else?
Thank you.
It's over.
Is anyone else on the line? Am I supposed to Betty out there tonight? Am I supposed to Betty on the line tonight?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Is it Betty?
Yes, I'm Betty.
Yes, I'm
yes.
listening.
It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad you're speaking with us tonight.
Well, I'm listening. I'm taking it all in.
So where is your faith at tonight?
I have faith in God, and I realize that I have to have faith in God. And
yes.
I've been listening to all of you tonight. And so much has been said. I'm just taking it in. And I realize that, you know, sometimes I found myself questioning God, and I had to stop myself.
All right,
because
all right.
I said, you know, you can't question God. If you have faith in God, there's no need to question him.
Mm-hmm.
And also it was said that I may ask for something, and I may say, God, where is it? But
uh-huh.
I realize that it's not going to come when I want it.
Yes.
Come on.
It's going to come when I need it.
All
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
And I can honestly say tonight that I have faith in God, and I have been tested. but I refuse.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
I refuse.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Give
and
lose my faith in God.
Come on,
thank
give
you,
it to him.
Elder James, you know,
yes,
we've
ma'am.
Spoken before in my home, and I will always hold you close to my heart because you took
thank
the time
you.
To listen.
Jesus, bless the Lord.
And I want God to know that I will never lose my faith in him, and I will always trust in him.
Hallelujah.
Because, like someone said, he didn't have to be on the cross, nailed to the cross. He could have came down anytime he wanted to.
Yes, my God.
He did it for us.
Yes.
He did it for us. So
thank you, Jesus.
I do have my faith in God, and I will keep it.
Yes, Lord God. Yes, my Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you,
your
grace, thank you,
and
Lord.
Mercy,
thank you, Lord Jesus,
brought me through.
Yeah,
I'm living this moment.
Oh,
amen.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, my Father.
Of you, I want to thank.
Hallelujah. Your grace and mercy. Hallelujah.
Look, Ben, I just want to say, you don't think he's with you. You think you're by yourself.
Yes.
You see nothing else around you. You think he's nowhere in sight with you.
Thank you.
He's right there with you, darling. Hold
amen.
On to that.
Amen. I know that. I know that. What a friend we have,
Betty. Yes, sir.
Bring it on, darling.
All of our sins and grief he'll bear.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
What a privilege it is to carry everything to God in prayer.
Yes, thank Betty.
Oh, what peace we often forfeit. And oh, what needless things we bear. And oh, why, because we do not carry.
Yes.
Everything to God in prayer.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is so
Amen.
Good.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Betty. I'm so happy that you came on tonight.
Yes.
I'm so happy that you blessed
yes.
our show tonight. And I thank you for coming on. And I know Elder James and Sister James is happy about it.
I said to my mother-in-law, I was thinking about Elder James a few days ago, you know, and I will always remember the visit that we had. It uplifted me, you know, and the words that you said to me, Elder James, I still hold them close to me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
God
and
bless.
That are listening in,
oh.
when she said her mother-in-law, she was talking about me.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm her mother-in-law.
Amen.
Amen.
It's a
Betty, I don't call you much, but I always ask your mother-in-law about you.
I know. She told me.
But Betty, why don't you pick up the phone and call us?
I said that I was gonna call you guys a couple of days ago, and I'm not gonna even make any excuses, but I'm gonna call you guys because there's a lot of times, you know, when I do feel down, you know. And I have a lot of people praying for me. And to my mother-in-law, I just want you to let you know, I know I tell you, but I want you to let you know tonight that you have been my rock.
Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
My rock.
Thank you,
Jesus. In so many ways. And Elder James, you said to me, what do I want most, God or something else? And I realize that it is God that I want the most because
Amen.
He has never, ever turned his back on me.
Oh,
ever.
No.
So I read my verses that you gave to me, to Elder James and my mother-in-law, you know, and God is good. That's all I can say, that God
Boy.
Is good. You know, sometimes I don't find the words, but I know God is looking at me, and he knows me better than I know myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I know that he knows, you know, how I feel. I always say I have a personal relationship with God.
Yeah.
You know, Elder James, you said, go in a corner if you have to.
Hallelujah.
Jump up and down if you have to. And trust
yes.
me, Elder James, I do that plenty of times. and it works. Because I'm never alone in that corner.
Oh, yes. Amen.
I'm never alone when I'm jumping up and down. He's holding me. You
yes,
know?
He
is. Oh, Lord, I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
Every time I listen in, when I hang up, my spirit is a little stronger.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
It really is.
Hallelujah.
Thank
really
you,
is.
Lord God.
So I said tonight that they don't know that I'm listening, but I'm listening. And I really said, I wonder if someone is going to say, Sister Betty? And I said, well, what am I going to say? But I'm a person that, you know, when I do start speaking, I just say what's in my heart.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
Amen. Betty,
so
thank
amen.
You all of you. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to sing this little bit for you. I feel like going home. I feel like going on. The problems, they are pressing on every head.
Oh, well,
but I feel
echoing, going on. Yes. I feel like going on.
Yes.
I feel like going on. But I feel like going on.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Go on, going on, Betty.
Amen. I will.
No matter what the situation is, no matter what it may look like, you keep on going on.
Yes.
That's right, Betty. Mm. Stop having pity parties, and honey,
yes,
hold your head up and keep on walking.
Yes, my God, hallelujah.
I'm the baddest thing that Jesus made. Just keep on walking. I do. Ask Elder James. I tell him I'm the baddest woman that Jesus made.
Well, I always teach someone that I will always walk with my head up high, and I don't carry the pettiness. I definitely don't, because God is good. God is good.
Yes,
yes,
he
is.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We don't want to cut anyone off short before we decide, before it's time for us to go off. I'm having such a good time in the Lord tonight.
Yes, my Lord.
And, I just want to ask, you know, if anybody else is out there that would like to speak and say something tonight and speak about their faith, you can speak now. And we just pray that whatever went forth tonight, every speaker that came forth, that you received something tonight from them as the word came forth, from the beginning from the prayer on down to right now. God is a good God, and you got to realize he's the only friend we have.
The only
And what a friend we have in Jesus.
Yes.
And he is a friend that won't talk about you. He won't discuss you with nobody. You can go to him with anything.
Mm-hmm.
And he will not tell nobody else about it. He ain't
no,
like
he
some
not.
Friends who get on the telephone and talk about it. He will not tell it nobody. He keep it to himself. And then he goes further than that. He puts it in the sea of forgetfulness.
Yes.
Never
God.
No more to return. What a friend we have in Jesus.
Yeah.
I'm just, Elder James, I'm just happy tonight. I'm so happy that we're back on.
Yes.
Mr. James. Evangelist Davis and Brother Larry.
Yes,
it's such a blessing. The people don't know. We're just a team. It's five of us, and we are a team.
Amen.
And I thank God that we all connect, because we all serve the same God, and we all connect together.
Yes.
So it is a blessing that we allow this time. And I'm going to ask before we go off, when we get ready, I'm going to ask Elder James to take us out in prayer. But I just want to thank you all listeners tonight, some that have been with us down from the beginning, and some that may have just latched on now. But I pray that you come back. We will be back again on Friday at the same time and the same place.
Amen.
And I pray that you will come back in here. Right now we're going to turn this over to Elder James, as he will close us out, and it has been a joy.
Amen.
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 I want to let you know you always have a special place in my heart.
Amen.
A very special place. And my Father, as I come before you tonight, Lord God, we come before you one more time with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts, Lord Jesus. We come to say hallelujah and glory be to you, my Father, for your beginning and the end in our lives, my Father.
standing on your word for all things, Lord God. And Lord God, most of all, Lord God Almighty, we want to ask you, Lord God, that the word that went forth tonight, Lord God, that you take it all over the world, Lord God. North, South, let it touch somebody's mind, somebody's heart tonight, Lord God. Somebody that heard your word in that tonight, Lord God. Somebody was lost, Lord God. I hope they heard your word, Lord God. Somebody was down, Lord God. I hope they heard your word tonight, Lord God. Lord God, I command your word to go forth, Lord God, and raise this radio station up, Lord God, higher and higher and higher. That you raise the Evangelist belt higher and higher and higher, Lord God. Out of my voice, that you bring it up higher and higher on the same level along with her, Lord God. But be on one accord, Lord God, delivering your word to your people. Lord God Almighty, we want to walk hand in hand, arm in arm, and Lord God Almighty, everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, hold them in your arm, Lord God, wrap that head to protection around them, Lord God, keep them, Lord God, until we get to hear each other again, Lord God Almighty, keep, Lord God, everything they ask in your name, Lord God, ask that you provide, and we seal this prayer with the precious love of our Lord and Master, and we say amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, and Elder James, Sister James.
Yes.
Phyllis Davis, Brother Larry, Sister
Betty.
And then we want to thank the Gail Show.
Yes,
amen.
Thank Sister Gail for this time spot. We thank you so much, Gail, and we appreciate everything. We take nothing for granted, but we appreciate everything. And we just want to say to all the listeners, we pray that you stay well. We pray that you stay happy, and a happy belated Mother's Day to all of y'all. And again, we're going to say good night. Good night.
Good night.
Thank you so
good
much.
Night. Good night.
Good night.
God bless. God bless.
God bless.
Good night.
Bye, Betty.
Sister Gail, we turn it over to you.
Okay. Have a blessed night.
Okay, you too. Good night.
Love you. Bye-bye.